the Rambam lists David's Svarim of Mishnah Torah and gives a description of what each of the Yud Dalet Svarim contain. So, Sefer Hamada, he writes, Sefer Rishon, Echlol Bo Kol HaMitzvos, Shehen Ikar Das Moshe Rabbeinu. I'll include here all the mitzvahs which are fundamental to Das Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a funny way to refer to the Torah, Das Moshe Rabbeinu. Doesn't refer to it as Das HaKadosh Baruch Hu, refers to it as Das Moshe Rabbeinu. He's not, Hilchos Yisrael HaTorah is not concerned with the mitzvahs d'Rabbanan. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Shema Yisrael, Lo Yeh Lecha Elohim Acher Malpona, V'nigdashti, Lo Sechallu Hashem Kodshi, Elav Tishmo, not mitzvahs d'Rabbanan. Ikadas Moshe Rabbein. Rambam says it's a Mishnah. When the Mishnah in Ksuvah talks about women who are yotzos below ksuva. So the Mishnah says, Elu yotzos shalopi ksuva, ha'overs al das Moshe v'yehudas. What are examples of das Moshe? Ma'achiloso she'eno me'uso, m'shamshaso nido. Again, d'oraisa. It's a funny lashon of Chazal. Where did Chazal get the idea from? It's a pasuk in Malachi. Zichru Toras Moshe Avdi. So it's not the Rambam's funny lashon. It's not Chazal's funny lashon. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam's funny lashon. Kodesh Baruch Hu refers to his Torah. He defines his Torah, capital H, as Toras Moshe Avdi. We heard two of the dibros, we heard 10 of the dibros. Okay, I and I love the different views in Chazal, in the Rishonim. There is no Torah, there is no link to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which doesn't go initially through Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's what Ribbono Shel Olam says, my Torah starts Moshe Rabbeinu. Why do you eat matzah at the Seder? Because Moshe Rabbeinu told you to eat matzah at the Seder. And why do you take a lulav? Moshe Rabbeinu told you lekachtem lachem bayom rishon. Zichru Toras Moshe Avdi. The ger comes to Hillel and says, I'll be Mizgaya, but I only buy into Torah Shavuksa. I don't buy into Torah Shavalpa. He says, fine. Aleph begins to teach him. Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. Okay, it's enough for today. Comes back the next day, he tells him, Tov, Shin, Reish, Kuf. So the ger says, but yesterday you told me if I can't. So he says, oh, so you're relying on me? Alei didi kasamchis? Alav alei didi kasamchis? The alpen nami smoch alai. So how do you know these are the words of the Torah? How do you know these are the words of the Torah? Bereshis Bara Elokim. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 9 days. Who said 6 days? Maybe he created the world in 9 days. A person can't pledge his allegiance to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and disavow his allegiance to Chazal. There is no such thing. Because for Moshe Rabbeinu also, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to Moshe Rabbeinu. Who did Moshe Rabbeinu give it to? He didn't send it FedEx to each of us. He gave it to Yeshua. And you're sure this is Canaan, and it's Canaan the Nevi'im. Vayaminu v'Hashem u'v'Moshe Avdo. You can't, there is no meaningful emunah v'Hashem. There is no meaningful avodas Hashem. There is no Torah without Chazal. You can't even have Torah Shavuot. The Rambam explains in Perush Mishnayos, it wasn't that Tzadok and Baisus believed that Torah Shavuot Tzav was min Hashemayim, Torah Shavuot Tzav wasn't. No, that was Stam a fraud that they perpetrated on the Hamon Am, because they couldn't come out and say what they really believed, that they didn't believe in anything. But it wasn't that they believed that, because it's not a tenable position. You can't have allegiance to HaKadosh Baruch Hu without having... Okay, so they pulled the wool over people's eyes. People didn't have that. That's what you find in the Gemara, that in a couple of places, I think one of them is in Shabbos, that Chachamim are referred to as Moshe. Find the Lashon Moshe, Shapir Ka'amis. What does that mean? That each of the Chachmei HaMasor is a Bechina of Moshe Rabbeinu, in the sense that the same way there is no Torah without Moshe Rabbeinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it, Zichru Toras Moshe Avdi. Zichru Toras Moshe Avdi. What you have in your hands is Toras Moshe Avdi, because it comes through him. And without it, you don't have my Torah. My Torah is Toras Moshe Avdi. Of course, every word is Mipi HaGevura. Everything there is Ritzon Hashem, and nothing there is for Moshe Rabbeinu, but it comes to you as Toras Moshe Avdi. Moreover, why should we have such confidence in Chazal and Chachamim? Moshel Ma'adov Adomim. Let's say you're applying for a position. So you're applying for a position, so you need letters of recommendation. So who do you try to get letters of recommendation from? Your little six-year-old brother will give you a little letter of recommendation. He's a really, really good guy, and takes me to the park whenever I want to go to the park, and can throw a football at least 30 yards. And okay, so maybe if you're applying for, you know, sports counselor, that letter may do it. So what do you look for in a letter of recommendation? Again, depending upon the position, you look for the most person with the most impressive credentials. You're applying to graduate school in chemistry. You had as an undergraduate, you had a Nobel laureate as one of your professors, and read your letter of recommendation. Well, that will carry weight. That's a good letter of recommendation. And when your application is considered, so letters are weighed very heavily, especially if the person writing the letter is someone who's known not to exaggerate and not to speak in hyperbole. So then the letter carries, a letter of recommendation carries a lot of weight. Chazal have a letter of recommendation from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Who are Chazal that we should trust them? Baruch Hu gave him a letter of recommendation. Are the rabbis God? No. But they have his endorsement. his Torah is channeled through them. And he endorsed their interpretation of his Torah. I have a close friend who made the following hero. It's common nowadays that people talk about personal religious expression and personal religious fulfillment. Yeah, that's what our generation talks about. Our grandparents' generation spoke about Avodas Hashem. They didn't talk about personal religious expression and personal religious fulfillment. They spoke about Avodas Hashem. Personal religious expression means, I want to do this. This makes me feel good. This form or form makes me feel good, and this form or form doesn't make me feel good. And therefore, the test of your sensitivity is whether or not you rubber stamp what is my personal religious expression. Our Babas and Zaydas, so they spoke about Avodas Hashem. They knew our Mishnah in Pirkei Avos of Asei Ritzon Chokei Ritzon. Whether they learned the Mishnah, or even before they learned the Mishnah, they understood that that's what Avodas Hashem means. Avodas Hashem means that a person conforms to Ritzon Hashem. Not that one descends upon the Chachmei Hador with demands that they make the Torah and Halacha conform to what people want. That's the difference between aspiring to Avodas Hashem and aspiring to religious expression and religious fulfillment. Avodas Hashem means a person serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and religious fulfillment means that a person serves himself through Jewish rituals. How can it be? How can it be that the Torah is going to stifle people's religious expression and tell people you can't do something? How can that be? The Torah says you can't do something. No, the Torah wouldn't say that. The Torah is Dvachei Hadaken. No, it can't mean that the Torah wouldn't let you do something you want to do. Yeah, it's a powerful argument. It's a powerful argument for whatever you want it to be an argument for. It's a powerful argument for gay marriage also. How can it be? How can it be? They want to get married. How can it be? Drachah dakinom. It can't be that the Torah opposes it. It's not. Where's the ne'imus? Where's the ne'imus? a married woman wants to have an affair, her husband doesn't like her. Where's the ne'imus? Such rigidity and such lack of empathy. How can it be? Drachei Adakei Noach. It's a pasuk, it's a gemara. Right? Drachei Adakei Noach means what the Torah defines to be ne'imus, not what I define to be ne'imus. Not what my not what I subjectively want becomes the definition of ne'imus to which the Torah now has to conform. The Torah provides the definition of ne'imus, and within the Torah's definition, avada, drachei Adakei Noach v'chol nesivosei hashom. You have to be sensitive to people. It's also a Torah value. No? So how can you say no to people? How is that consistent with v'ahavta l'recha kamocha? So l'cha'orah that should lead us to the conclusion if someone says, please pass the chazak. They said, please. And they want it. And v'ahavta l'recha kamocha. The Torah defines how you love someone. It's not that I define it. Love me on my terms. No, love me on the Torah's terms, not love me on my terms. Psal Salanta said in a certain context, people see only what they're willing to see and what they want to see. What a person's not willing to see, a person doesn't see. Psal Salanta, in addition to all the other elements and aspects of his Gaonus and Sitkus, had a very profound understanding of human nature. Tremendously blessed in our yeshiva to have someone of Shachter's stature. It's hard for people to recognize and understand and appreciate what that means, because he carries himself with such anova and such shiflus. So he does such a good job. He does such a good job of acting like one of the crowd that people are taking. for anyone who needs it, wants it, is interested in it. He has brought tremendous clarity to all the confusion about Inyana Diyama. Very clearly, in a way that if a person has a clear lens, can't be misunderstood. He doesn't make sociological arguments. He comments and tells you what the halacha thinks about incontrovertible social realities. That's not a sociological argument. There are social realities. There are medical realities. There are physical realities. There are social realities. And then the halacha speaks to what the din is in a certain social reality. The social reality that we live in a culture where equality is defined as uniformity. Where there's no such thing as being equal but different. It's got nothing to do with a sociological argument. It's got nothing to do with Das Torah. All a person has to do is be willing to open his eyes. That's an incontrovertible reality of the society we live in. That equality is defined as uniformity. And if there isn't uniformity, so then by the standards of the society we live in, that means there's no equality. When Rav Schachter writes that the answer to questions is not always on the same page in Shulchan Aruch, Avada, that's true. It's not because he's saying that there's some omniscience that poskim have. It's just that it may be on a different page in Shulchan Aruch. It may be on a different daf in Shas. Instead of being in Or HaChaim, it may be a Mishnah in Chulin. Everything is said so clearly and so unmistakably. And for those who are looking for clarity amidst the confusion and the confused world that we live in. So the clarity is right there. People see what they're willing to see and don't see what they're not willing to see. And people hear what they're willing to hear and they don't hear what they're not willing to hear. the Rambam describes at the end of Hilchos Tumas Tzaras a very, very frightening progression, a very, very frightening escalation. He's talking there about Lashon Hara. First people talk Lashon Hara against colleagues, then they talk Lashon Hara against Chachamim, then Nevi'im, and then against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How does that happen? So, some other time, maybe we'll talk about the first step in the progression. But Hanogel and Yonenu will begin at the second step. A person speaks against Chacham. Maybe only against contemporary Chacham. But at a certain point, the realization sets in that, you know, all he said is what the Masorah says. He didn't say anything idiosyncratic. He didn't make up his own Shulchan Aruch. He didn't make up his own Shas. He didn't make up last time we all checked, the Daf Beis was there in Yuma with the Mishnah in Torah. So then at a certain point, the realization sets in that, you know what, it wasn't Lo Olav Tzlun Oseinu. Lo Olav Tzlun Osam. So that's what the Rambam says. So first you speak against the Chachamim, and then you realize, what are the Chachamim doing? They're quoting Psukim and Nevi'im. So, okay. But that doesn't conform to what I want either. So you speak against the Nevi'im. But then at a certain point, the Rambam says, the realization sets in that the Nevi'im were just repeating what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. How long does that escalation take? It's frightening to see how fast it goes. Mamish apacha to see how fast that escalation goes. Looking forward towards Purim, Be'ezus Hashem, and Kabbalah Satorah, we should everyone in Klal Yisrael, we should all be enlightened. We should all understand the yisod of Zichur Torah's Moshe Avdei.